So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and sat down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If then the Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither one that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, blessed you are if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He has eaten my breath, lifted up his heel against me. From henceforth I tell you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Jesus had just said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. The disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. There was at the table reclining in Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoneth to him and said to him, Tell us who it is whom he speaks. He leaning back as he was on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus therefore answered, He it is who for whom I shall dip the sop and give it him. So when he had dipped the sop, he takes and gives it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after the sup, then entered Satan into him. Jesus therefore said unto him, What you dost, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to unto him. For some thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus said unto him, Buy what things we have need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went straight away, and it was night. When therefore he was gone out, Jesus says, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. And God glorify in himself, and straightway shall he glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, Whether I go, you cannot come. And so now I say unto you, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where go you? Jesus answered, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow you thee even now? I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till you hast denied me thrice.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又重新坐下，对他们说：我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我为夫子，为天主，你们说得很对，我本来就是。我是主，是夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此之间互相洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我明明白白地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差你来做事情的人也不能大于差他来做事情的人。你们既然知道这件事，就去做，就会得到应有的福气。 我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所选的人是谁。这要应验经上的话，说吃饭的人，我会用脚踢我。从今以后，我要告诉你们，叫你们到事情得以完成的时候，可以相信我就是那一位天子。我实实在在地告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的事情，就是接待我本人。接待我本人的，就是接待那差遣来让我做事情的人。耶稣说了这话，心里变得有些忧愁，就告诉大家，我明明白白地告诉你们吧，你们中间有一个人是要出卖我了。门徒彼此对看了一下，猜不透所说的是谁。有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的人，坐在桌旁，挨着耶稣的怀里。西门彼得就打手势对他说，你告诉我们，他说的那个人是谁？那人就靠在耶稣的怀里，问他说，主啊，是谁？耶稣回答道，给我蘸点饼给他拿去。那个人就是他。耶稣就蘸了点饼递给加利略西门的儿子犹大，他吃了以后，撒旦就进入了他的内心。耶稣就对他说，你做你该做的事情吧，你快去做吧。与他同坐的人当时没有一个人知道耶稣为什么对犹大说这样的话，有人以为犹大是带着钱囊，就对耶稣说，去买我们过节所用的东西吧，或者说他应该是去周济穷人了。犹大受了那点饼，立时就出去了。当时已经是晚上。他出去以后，耶稣对他说，如今人子已得到荣耀，神在人子的身上也得到了荣耀。神要因为自己而荣耀他人，并且要立即去荣耀他本人。大家你们听好，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，所以你们要有什么事情就可以来找我。我对犹太人说过，我将要去的地方你们不能现在去，现在我要重复告诉你们这样的事。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此兄弟姐妹之间相爱。我是如何去爱你们的，你们也要如何去爱其他人。你们若对彼此之间有相同的爱心，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。西门彼得问他说，主啊，你要往哪里去？耶稣回答说，我所去的地方，你们现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。彼得说，主啊，为什么现在不能跟你去呢？我愿意为你舍命。耶稣回答说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我明确地告诉你，当鸡叫以前，你要三次不承认认识我。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 第二阶段结论名称是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程会给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第23讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Unlearn, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive program can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the 23rd lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, Firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. During the Last Supper, after Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he asked them if they understood why he did it. He explained that, even though he's their teacher and Lord, he washed their feet to set an example of how they should serve one another. He wanted to show them that no one is greater than another, and everybody should be willing to serve. Jesus told them that they would be blessed if they followed his example. Then, Jesus got serious and said one of the disciples would betray him. They shocked other disciples, and they started wondering who it could be. Peter nudged the disciple who was sitting closest to Jesus to ask. Jesus' response that died. It was the person he would give a piece of bread to after dipping it, and he gave it to Judas. After Judas took the bread, Satan entered him, and Jesus told him to do what he was planning to do quickly. Judas left, and the others still didn't understand what was happening, thinking Judas might be running an errand. After Judas left, Jesus spoke how about he was going to be glorified and how God would be glorified through him. He told his disciples that he wouldn't be with them much longer. Jesus also gave them a new commandment to love one another just as he loved them. He said that this love would be the sign that they are his true disciples. When Peter asked where Jesus was going, Jesus told him he wouldn't follow yet, but would follow later. Peter insisted he would die for Jesus, but Jesus told Peter he would deny him three times before the rooster crowed. Now let my English sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. First, we see here in the text the celebration of the Jewish Passover. The disciples did not know what will happen. Even Jesus mentioned it often, and they thought that they will celebrate the Jewish Passover like every year.
大家好，首先我们在经文中看到犹太人庆祝逾越节，门徒们不知道会发生什么。甚至耶稣也经常提到这件事情，他们以为他们会像往年一样庆祝犹太人的逾越节。
While they were celebrating the Passover, Jesus determined the Christian Holy Supper and how they shall celebrate it with the purpose to remember him.
当他们庆祝逾越节的时候，耶稣决定了基督徒的圣餐以及他们如何庆祝以纪念他。
Here in the text, we see some things that you see when you carefully observe the text. The devil had already given the thoughts in Judas' heart to betray Jesus, but still he had the possibility to repent from these thoughts and not to do this.
在文本当中，我们会看到一些事情。当你仔细观察文本时，你会看到魔鬼已经在犹大心中产生了背叛耶稣的想法，但他仍然有可能从这些想法中得到悔改，而不是就这样做。
But when Jesus said what will happen and gave the bread to Judas, Judas did not refuse it and the devil entered into him. The other auto-examinated themselves if they could do such a bad thing, but they did not understand what happened.
但当耶稣说会发生什么并把面包递给犹大的时候，犹大没有拒绝，魔鬼就进入了他的心中。其他人都在自我反省，他们是否能做这样的坏事，但他们不明白具体发生了什么。
Then the gospel says it was night. Many think that this is mentioned because Judas was in the spiritual night, and this is right too. But I think it is written for that we know that it is already Friday now. In Jewish tradition, the next day does not start at midnight. It starts when the sun went down the day before. So when Judas left, the day of the Passion of Christ began.
然后福音书上说，天色已晚。很多人认为，之所以提到这一点，是因为犹大正处于精神之夜。当然，这也是正确的。但我认为，之所以这样写，是因为我们知道现在已经是星期五了。根据犹太人的传统，新的一天并不是从午夜开始的，而是从太阳落山的时候开始的。所以，当犹大离开的时候，基督受难日就降临了。
And we find here an answer to the question, took Judas part on the Holy Supper of Jesus and his disciples? Here we see definitely not.
首先，我们找到了这个问题的答案。犹大参加了耶稣和他的门徒的圣晚餐。在这里我们看到，实际上并不是这样的。
Then Jesus begins to speak the final words of instruction to the disciples before he will be arrested and crucified the same day, which we will go on reading in the next chapters.
然后耶稣开始对门徒说出最后的教诲。同一天，他将被逮捕和钉在十字架上。我们将在下一章继续学习阅读。 Okay.Based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, after Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and what lesson was he teaching for them? 耶稣给门徒洗脚的这件事情，实际上他本人在教我们一个什么样的道理呢？
He was teaching them that they shall do this to another too. We are living in the world and we are constantly contaminated from things of the world. So it is important that we talk to another and identify these contaminations.
他教导他们，他们也应该这样对待他人。我们生活在这个世界上，我们不断地受到世间事物的污染。因此，与他人交流并识别这种污染是非常重要的一件事情。Second issue, sister, what did Jesus mean when he said, "A servant is not greater than his Lord"? 耶稣说，仆人不大于主人，这话是怎么理解呢？
He declares when the people crucified him, they will persecute his disciples too.
耶稣宣称，当人们将他钉在十字架的时候，他们也会迫害他的门徒。Next issue, what did Jesus mean by saying the disciples would be blessed if they followed his example? 姐姐，耶稣说门徒如果效法他的榜样，会得到蒙福，是怎样的话呢？如何理解呢？
Washing one another's feet is an act of love. We will be blessed when we show our love not only in words but in practical acts.
相互之间的洗脚实际上是一种爱的表现，是一个例子。当我们不仅用言语间去表达爱，还用实际行动表达爱的时候，我们最终就会得到真心的祝福。Next one, sister.Why did Jesus tell his disciples that one of them would betray him?
耶稣为什么告诉门徒其中有一个人一定会背叛他呢？
He prepared them for the event which will come when they will see Judas with the high priest coming for to arrest him.
耶稣让他的门徒做好即将发生的事情的准备，那时他的门徒将看到犹大和其他大祭司们会前来逮捕他本人。Next issue. Therefore,
How did Jesus identify Judas as his betrayer? 所以耶稣是如何指出犹大才是他的背叛者呢？
He gave him a piece of bread and Judas has taken the bread.
耶稣给犹大一块面包，但犹大却拿走了那块面包。
Next question for sister. What was the significance of Jesus saying, Now is the Son of Man glorified?
耶稣说现在的人子会得到荣耀，这话怎么理解呢？
Jesus was coming down from heaven with the purpose to die for us and to take all our sins away. On this Friday, all those who live in heaven were watching him, seeing that he was faithful until the end when he gave his life and he said on the cross, it is fulfilled.
耶稣从天上降下来实际上是为了我们人类而死，带走我们人类的一切罪孽。这个星期五，所有住在天堂的人都在注视着他，看到他忠于信仰，直到他献出自己的生命，并在十字架上说：“我所做的事情已经实现了。”
Often before, when we read the Gospel of John, Jesus said,My hour has not yet come, but here in the text his hour came to die for all humanity and convert him himself as to our Redeemer and Savior.
以前，当我们读约翰福音的时候，耶稣常常说，我的时刻还没有到来。但在这里，他的时刻已然到来。他将为全人类而死，并将自己转变成我们的救世主。和未来的世界。
Next question for sister. What's the new commandment Jesus gave his disciples and why is so important?
耶稣给门徒的新命令是什么呢？为什么这个命令很重要呢？
The new commandment is to love one another.
新的命令就是兄弟姐妹之间要彼此互助，彼此相爱。
Next question. Therefore, how did Jesus say others would recognize his disciples?
所以耶稣说别人如何能认出这些人是耶稣本人的门徒呢？
The world recognizes his disciples when they have love to each another.
当耶稣的门徒彼此之间相互关爱的时候，世界就会认可他们。
Next question. Sister, why did Jesus tell Peter that he would deny him three times? It sounds a bit weird.
耶稣为什么告诉彼得一定要三次不承认认识他，不承认是他的门徒呢？这个问题和要求听起来确实让我感到奇怪。
Peter was a passionate person who really loved Jesus. He thought he is able to die with Jesus. But then when he was asked if he was a disciple too, he said, No, I am not three times.
彼得是一个充满激情的人，他真的非常热爱耶稣。他以为自己可以跟随耶稣去死。但是当有人问他是否彼得也是耶稣的门徒的时候，他最终按照耶稣的要求说，不，我不是耶稣的门徒，而且他自己这样说了三次。
But in comparison to Judas, he did not want to do this and he repented immediately.
但是这个行为与犹大本身是不同的。实际上彼得本人并不想这么做，而且最后彼得在之后很快就悔改了。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年秋天快乐，我们下期再会。